This oral history compilation tape was recorded and edited by Frank Hymans from original interviews with 37 persons involved in traffic management. The project was commissioned by the New South Wales Roads and Traffic Authority's Environment Branch and was completed in 2003. The opinions expressed in the oral history interviews are those of the individuals concerned and do not necessarily represent, in whole or in part, the position of the New South Wales Roads and Traffic Authority.
Traffic management to me is doing those things to manage the way people use the road system to achieve some sort of end. Now, that end may be in terms of efficiency, the number of people you can squeeze through a given intersection, maybe how effective we can be in the way we make the existing roads safer to use or more environmentally effective to use. It may be at the demand management end. What are the things that one can do in traffic management to influence the number of people who are using the road and perhaps redirect them to using public transport, making more informed decisions about using public transport? I think intelligent transport systems can make a big contribution here.
The thing that strikes me more is thinking of the mass of people sitting in their cars, say in a city like Sydney in the peak hour, getting on for a million drivers out there, all wanting to go somewhere, making their decisions on when they start going there, what routes they're going to take, what their reaction's going to be to the conditions they see around them. And we're trying to manage that human behaviour.
Traffic management is the ability to control traffic and transport so that your customer, the motoring public, either are completely unaware that the traffic is controlled by something as brilliant as SCATS and they just accept it as the norm, or that in their general day-to-day travel, just accept the level of control that we're capable of producing without them even questioning how it's done.
I guess I'd put it in terms of the science or technology of efficiently moving people and goods through a road system.
It's about transport efficiency, so therefore it's making the asset perform in the way that you want it to. How do you achieve safety? How do you achieve more throughput? It's really just that.
In the history of traffic management in New South Wales, one figure stands out. His name is Arthur Sims.
I was born in 1928 in Ramsgate. I lived in a street called Margate Street, and it was surrounded by Chinese market gardens, dairies with cows wandering around across the road. Well, my father was an iron moulder and core maker. He used to work at the Everly Workshops near Redfern, and he used to make all the cylinders for the old steam trains. The old C-36 was one of his pets, the ones that used to be the fastest mountain train in the world, used to go up to the Blue Mountains. So I used to live at Ramsgate. I used to have to catch a steam tram to Cogra, then get a train into Central, and then walk up to Paddington to where Sydney Technical High School used to be. And you know, some of the things that I remember is that there used to be a hill called Fitzgerald's Hill on the tram route up Rocky Point Road. And when it was raining or something, we all used to have to hop out and push the tram up the hill.